I'd like to share one final thought on the third Halakha. Like I mentioned in previous classes, there are two different parts in the third Halakha. The first part is where we are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu min HaShemayim, from the heavens. The second part is Halos Hashem min HaAretz, we're praising Hashem from the land. The way the first half of the third Halakha ends is Vayamidem la'ad la'olam chok nasan v'lo yavor. Hashem established or set up the stars and the constellation and the sun and the moon all forever as a chok, as a statute. It will last forever. When we look up in this, we look outside, we see the sun, we see the moon, we see the stars, we believe they're going to last forever, notwithstanding maybe millions and millions of years, whatever the science will say, but may at some point in the far, far away future, it might be a black hole, whatever the case is, but we believe that what we've seen since the beginning of man, the sun has always been out, the moon and the stars, they've always been out. They're chok nasan v'lo yavor. And what is the last line of the second, at the end of the second half of the third Halakha? Vayerem keren lamot tila l'chol chasidav, livnei Yisrael am krovo haluya. Hashem strengthened the power of his people and increased the honor of Klal Yisrael, who's close to him. So that parallels the line of Yamidei L'olam Chok Nasan B'lo Yavor. That the second half of the Halukos, which talks about how all of the ground creatures are praying to God, as it were, praising God, from the animals and the birds and the fish to mankind, but who are the ones close to Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's his nation. That's Klal Yisrael, who feels so close to Hashem. And Vayarum Karen Lamo Tilo L'chol Chasidav, Hashem has raised the horn of Klal Yisrael up, and they are going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the Amos Chacham writes is that that parallels V'yamidein la'ad l'olam chok nasan v'lo yavor. That just like the stars and the moon and the sun are going to last forever, so too the choice of Klal Yisrael to be an Am Krovo, to be a nation close to God in Eretz Yisrael, that will also be everlasting, la'ad, forever, just like the stars, the moon, and the sun up in the sky. They will last forever. Whatever people try to do to put us down, anti-Semitism, assimilation, whatever dangers we think are lurking, we have to be worried about those dangers and fight those dangers. But there's a promise from Tehillim that just like the sun and the stars last forever, chok v'lo yavor, so also the Am Krovo, the relationship we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also going to be a chok v'lo yavor. It will also be everlasting.